Danny Lakey Show, around the country on Triple M. The lady who is a boxer but also sells her socks for big cash is going to be ringing in about 15 minutes' time. We'll see what she's got to say, and she can name her price. But right now, my world has been rocked, and reality as I know it has shifted from 24 hours ago with my chat to Adam Mad Dog McDougall. We have him on the show every Tuesday for Healthy Tuesdays, and I prepared a fine list of what I thought were fat fads, things that were going around, getting a bit of a spin in the media, things that people were falling for, thinking that they were going to be on a fat loss journey. And I was assuming that all three of these products he would just shun, and both me and him could have a little fatty bitch and just talk about how cardio and a caloric deficit is the way to go. But then this struck me. I talked to him about the air fryer and thought that he was going to rip shreds off the thing. And then this happened. I've got one friend and they are going on about their new air fryer. Oh, it's great. I can eat all my delicious goodies with half the fat.
More than half the fat. In actual fact, there's 50 times less fat when you cook with an air fryer. It's staggering when you think about it.
Does Adam McDougall approve of the air fryer?
I do.
You heard the man. He approves.
He was raving on about it. Both you and I sort of thought before we went on it, nah, couldn't be.
Couldn't be. Mad Dog couldn't approve of an air fryer. He loves it. He's air frying everything. His wife is an air fryer. He's an air fryer. And I've heard things about the air fryer in general chit-chat over the past 6 months. To be honest, I've dismissed it because it just the name itself sounds a bit gimmicky to me. Oh. You hear it and you think, oh, that's one of those ads that you see late at night. There's no way the air fryer bloody works.
Reminds you of like one of those like waffle penguins, toasty machines, or like fancy popcorn machines. Not a thing, you know?
It's very chin gym to me. I think it's one of those things that's just a bit of a scam, but Mad Dog McDougall swears by it, and that's enough for me in a health sense. Now, the next obstacle that I'm facing, trying to come to terms with the fact that the air fryer may be a good thing for society, is the taste benefits. I mean, it's one thing to just say, well, it's an air fryer, you can fry things, have all your favourite fatty foods without all the fat in the fatty food.
Yeah, but are they tasting as good?
If I'm going to be making dim sims, slaving away, and then pop them in the air fryer, I don't want the air fryer to just destroy all the dim sim fatty goodness all of a sudden.
Or if you're making crispy fries.
I don't want
them soggy.
No, I want them tasting like the fatty crispy fries without the fat. And on 133353, I guess the next step is to figure out, are you air frying? Can you vouch for the air fryer?
Are you air frying? Are you air frying? 133353, do you own an air fryer? And if so, what are you putting in that air fryer?
What I want to hear on 133353, people who have air fried. Not fries, not deep frying, not deep fry chat, please, not baking, not pan fry. Do you have one of the air fryers? What are you frying? And how does it taste? Because I've got a three-step plan here. This is just the start of something big if I get the calls that I want. 133353, what are you air frying? Can you vouch for it? Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
It's the Danny Lakey Show around the country on Triple M on 133353. I'm rocked by the air fryer and everything that it claims to do.
Are you air frying? Are you air frying? 133353, do you own an air fryer? And if so, what are you putting in that air fryer?
And I just played the groundbreaking audio that happened last night on the Danny Lakey Show. 24 hours ago, Adam McDougall, the health hacker, our man, the guy who knows everything about everything health and fitness, approves of the air fryer from a fat intake perspective. Couldn't believe it. Thought it was one of these gimmicks, and I was ready to lay heavy shit paint all over the air fryer till the health hacker comes in and goes, no, mate, it's great. 50 times less fat. I've got one. Me wife loves it. I approve of the air fryer. Couldn't believe what was coming out of the Mad Dog's mouth.
I reckon you and I might need to get a show air fryer. Well, we should have one in studio, just chucking some little fries.
And I've heard that it's very easy to set up. I've heard that it could easily live in this radio environment. It's not like
Let's do it. Not like
a microwave or something. Well, I don't, it's a lot for me to take in. I'm pretty new age and usually I'm pretty open-minded, but I just want to make sure that the taste isn't sacrificed as well, because I've got a whole three-step plan regarding the air fryer if things keep chugging on the way that they are.
And you love your food and you love your taste. You've got to make sure it's going to be good for you.
Steve on the Gold Coast, you've got an air fryer.
Danny, my man. Oh, look, I'm a 48-year-old man in a midlife crisis, granted, but the air fryer is the best. I have done pork bellies, full roast porks. You don't have to take the pork out, put the crackling back in to get it right. It just comes out simultaneously beautiful.
Well, it's a testimonial that I wasn't quite ready for. This is ticking all the boxes. And pork belly, one of, if not the tastiest yet fattiest foods, is holding up to the air fryer test. That's what you're telling us.
100% and get some duck fat potatoes into you as well. Oh, Lord.
Jesus Christ. Less mess?
Yeah, easy to clean. Get those foil trays and stick it in there. You know, those disposable ones? Stick it in there and then you just throw it out because I'm a man and who likes to clean, right?
I feel like a 90-year-old man who has strong right-wing views listening and hearing that his son wants to marry another man. It's stuff that I never quite thought I'd hear, but all of a sudden, it's rocking me, it's testing me, but I'm liking what is happening. Susan on 133353, you're an air fryer from way back.
Yes, I am.
What are you frying? What's the best thing?
Look, the best thing for me would have to be bacon, but I also, bacon goes really, really crispy.
Yeah, nice. Wonderful.
I love me some crispy bacon. You wouldn't imagine it in the air fryer.
No, it's hard to imagine. And what I did here there was Susan was so spoilt for choice with the question, what is her favourite thing? It took a 4-second mental blank to even come up with her favourite because there's so many good
things.
Well,
we got it, the bacon.
The air fryer can fry. Matt on 133353, you own a brewery. You've got the air fryer in the industrial kitchen.
We do. We've actually got 6 air fryers going at the moment. We decided to air fry instead of deep fry just for the healthier aspect. We're currently doing the chips and the wedges. I always like my deep fry stuff when it comes to like good crispy chips, but the air fry does, it's just so clean and so good. We do calamari. I had one of my customers is an ex-chef. He was actually a little bit disappointed that the calamari come out so good out of a from frozen into an air fryer and it come out so well.
Wow!
We did a roast beef rolls last Friday night, and it was just absolutely amazing. Did a testing for the staff, and when we open again after all this COVID, we want to get the roast going. And 90 minutes with a pork roast, the cracker was the best I've ever had.
Oh, it's just amazing. Air fryer all the way to go. Hungry.
We are getting very close to my air fryer idea, my fry idea, if you will, because, and I didn't want to release stage 2 of the plan until I was confident enough that stage 1 was going to follow through, because what I'm after here is a fast food weakness of mine, but I want to give it the air fryer treatment. And it's all fun and games to stick your bacon in. It's all fun and games to do a nice pork belly or something. But I've got something that haunts me because of its high calorie intake, but its super tastiness.
I know what this is. I know, you little porker.
Yeah, all right. I know you know, but if we could I just need a little bit more confirmation before we all fat shame the big dog live on the air. Tim in Hobart on 133353. What are you air frying?
Mate, I air fry everything, but I tell you what, the best thing is chicken, mate. You air fry chicken, it's nearly as good as KFC.
That's what
here we go.
That's jackpot! The golden words that I wanted to hear. Okay. Oh, now hear me out here, because there's a lot going through. It's a lot for me to absorb.
I knew this was where your brain was going. You love your Friday night K-fry.
I do love my KFC. It is my weakness. The only thing holding me back from pure KFC chicken madness is the high calorie intake and the deep fried disaster that it is. A man cannot eat 10 pieces of KFC deep fried chicken without feeling the incredible gluttonous guilt afterwards. Hear me out. Can we maybe? And this is a long-term plan, guys. So,
are you going with this?
Could we maybe? I don't want the imitation chicken. Do we have a KFC insider who'd be willing to maybe give us a raw piece of the KFC chicken with the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices, uncooked, as raw as the day it was slaughtered. Hand it over to me.
Oh, wow.
Air Fry Jones. Do a live air fry of a raw piece of KFC coated chicken in studio. If it's the same, if it passes the taste test.
Wow. This is game changer.
All of a sudden, I'm home.
The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, I am home.
That'd be you every night.
Wow.
Homemade K-fry in the air fryer.
Watch this space, guys. Big idea. A big fry idea on the Danny Lakey Show.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
I'll fire that one up in the back of an Uber before you head out on the town. Things are going to go haywire when you listen to that song. It's Triple M. It is the Danny Lakey Show. Oh, this story, so conflicted, so happy to read it, yet so sad to read it at the same time. Outrage at Thai zoo. No, not the Thai zoo.
It's a classic headline. There's always issues over there.
Immediately, I saw that and I thought, well, I've got to click. I've got to figure out what the outrage at the Thai zoo is. A Chiang Mai zoo said tourists no longer will be able to touch the animal's genitalia after a firestorm erupted of a tourist cradling a tiger's testicles went viral. Don't know.
Like 101, don't grab a tiger's testes. Don't grab any animal's testes or any humans.
Yeah, I don't like it. They're drugged up enough as it is. I mean, what's wrong with just your standard stroke in the pussy? Like just giving it a pet.
Can you say cat?
Oh, yeah, cat, pussy, tiger, whatever it is. Officials at Tiger Kingdom in Mayrim. Said two staff members were reprimanded for allowing a woman to hold a tiger's testes for a social media photo. I can see it in front of me here. Giant balls. Like each of the tiger's balls, to me, looks like two times my balls.
Like, talk to me in ball size. Like tennis balls?
Yeah, I'd say tennis ball each. Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, I'd even go as far as say softball.
Really? I don't reckon my hands would fit around that.
No, you'd have to do a double hander. There's no doubt about it. You'd have to handbag the thing. The post carrying the caption, and I like this, so she didn't mean any malice by it. She's got the tiger testes in her hand. It's a photo, uploaded on Facebook. It captioned, pray in your heart and squeeze hard, then you will be free from suffering.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
So deep, yet so shit at the same time. An appropriate uproar ensued after the proud ball handler posted her photos with people rightly condemning the woman and the zoo. As well as the tourist's obvious stupidity, she posted it on a Facebook animal lovers group. What was going through her hands and head?
That is the worst idea if you're going to do that.
And some people will be furious at this. And don't get me wrong, I'm semi-furious, right? Like, I'm not saying anyone, never touch a tiger's balls. Like, I've been saying that forever. But there are people that will go to Thailand, and one of the big things they'll do, they'll go to Tiger Kingdom and they'll go and see the tigers, and it's considered a cultural experience. And I know some people hate that, but there are plenty of people out there who will go, yeah, you know, sure, the tigers are drugged up, but they feed them well. So can I have a photo? Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Supporting the Thai locals. Couple of baht.
Well, apparently you see them all over these dating apps. Blokes have them as their cover photos.
Yeah, it's a classic power move, us blokes show, dominating over a drugged up 6-year-old tiger. No matter where you stand on that, there's no doubt that an overseas cheeky animal experience has a story behind it. And I'm not here to go vegan 133353, and I'm not there encouraging anyone to hold lions and tigers testes. But there is a middle ground, and on 133353...
Next caller, please. Call if you've had a cheeky animal experience overseas.
Cheeky animal experiences overseas, because you can get away with a lot more. Like, you wouldn't be in a cage with the tiger in Australia. It's just not happening. You can't do it. You don't get the lion's treatment. I don't even think you can ride an elephant in Australia.
Definitely not.
Well, that's the great thing about Thailand. If you want the elephant ride, it's there for you. No matter where, and I can't stress enough, no matter where your moral compass is, there are people out there who want to ride the elephants. I used to work at Club Med in Thailand, a 5-star resort. And I remember one time at the buffet, they brought through a baby elephant.
No, they didn't.
I'm not kidding.
A little Dumbo.
A little Dumbo in the middle of a 5-star buffet. And I just looked around. It divided the room.
Was it just like, and welcome, here comes.
They didn't even address it. Like,
it's just like a classic thing.
Oh, they were playing like Thai music. Like, it was like jangling. It had some bells attached to its little hoofs and stuff. And it was just like rocking around, like ding, dong, ding, dong. And you could go up and you could take a photo in the buffet with the Thai, with the elephant. Yeah. Another one. I know of someone very close in my family who went to South Africa and got very excited about the ostrich rides that they were giving. Have I showed you that video?
Lakey, you've showed me this video.
The ostrich ride.
And you said you can't put this anywhere.
I did. Yeah, I didn't think that that was a little on the nose for me.
I think that was very inappropriate.
Nevertheless, cheeky animal experiences on 133353. What went down overseas? No judgment here. It doesn't even have to be a crazy one like that. The oldest snake overseas. Maybe a panther or something. What are they offering?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right around the country on the Danny Lakey Show.
Next caller, please. Call if you've had a cheeky animal experience overseas.
Yeah, that's the thing that overseas countries do a little bit more liberal than us Aussies. Best you could probably do here is hold a koala, maybe a snake at Australia Zoo. That's about it.
A koala?
Yeah, well, cool.
They're riddled with chlamydia, apparently.
Yeah, that is a little bit risky, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's something, like, there's the chance of an attack, an imminent attack in Southeast Asia if you're in with a tiger, but you could catch an STD if you do the Australia Zoo koala setup.
It's just as risky if you ask me.
Getting a lot of calls coming through on 133353. It comes off the back of outrage at Thai Zoo, where a tourist posted a photo on Facebook of them cupping a tiger's testicles with a classic spin-off of the selfie with a tiger. 133353, Paul on the Sunshine Coast. Hello.
Hi, you there?
I'm always here. I mean, that's for certain. If you've called me, and
yeah, okay. All right.
I'm probably here.
Well, you didn't.
What was the cheeky animal story?
Well, years ago when we were travelling in China, my wife paid to cuddle a panda at Chengdu Panda Enclosure.
Nice.
They do the full thing, you know, wash your hands in chlorine, put you in surgical scrubs, sit you down, go and get a nice little panda. Only this time it wasn't a little panda. It was a moderately large panda. And they sat it on a lap. And it started to attack her and started trying to gnaw her with these blunt bamboo chewing teeth. And I'm trying to take a photo while she's yelling out, "Save me." And I'm going, "I can't save you. You're being attacked by a panda."
Yeah. Once,
Paul's just pissing himself at this.
Once you are being attacked by the panda, it's too late for the husband to do anything. The best he can hope for is a viral video and to move on with his life.
It inflicted absolutely zero damage. It was a panda.
Yeah, blunt teeth. Yeah, well, I like that they've got all the procedures there. They've got to disinfect and wear the hazmat suit and stuff. It's very by the book for the Chinese panda handlers.
Yeah, I know, but my wife still looks at me and goes, "That panda could have killed me." And I go, "It was a panda."
Yeah.
let's just say I was sleeping alone for a while after that.
Of course. What a fantastic cultural experience you can have. Julie on 133353. You were in South America and you had a cheeky experience.
I did. I was ignoring the llama at the zoo. And unlike... Well,
llamas hate that. You're asking for trouble there.
I was like, okay, I've been in South America a couple of weeks, been there, done that, seen llama. And the fence wasn't very high for the llama, his fence. I didn't know that. And he bit me on the shoulder.
Too often I've seen spit-based attacks with the llama, and biting's just as bad. Human spits or bites, he's in the sin bin immediately. Why aren't llamas getting the same?
Human teeth as well? Like they're quite sort
they're like
of
a big
chompers, aren't
they?
They're
a big version of human teeth,
yeah.
I believe, Julie.
Yeah. Yeah, but fortunately I had enough clothes on, didn't break the skin, no drama.
Oh, thank God it didn't break the
skin.
No
drama.
Don't know how I would have recovered if it did break the skin. Where's Ken gone with his barley cockfight and the brackets bloodbath? He's gone?
That's not going
too much?
Too much, Lakey.
Damn it. Really wanted to know about Ken and the barley cockfight bloodbath. Greg in Greystones, hello.
How you going?
Good, thank you. Little disappointed that we won't get to hear the barley cockfight bloodbath, but you'll have to suffice.
Look, for off the year, thank you.
Well, we went on a cruise up to Indonesia, to Bali, and we thought, well, let's go and ride the elephants. And so my wife and a friend of ours went on the elephant, almost falling off. And the best thing about it is you go through this pool, and the pool's full of elephant shit. So I thought, well, yeah, that's a good way to get disease. My wife thought it was fantastic, but I'm thinking, oh, thank God I didn't do it.
Oh, of course.
So she fell in the poos?
No, but the way the elephant was going, it looked like the basket was going to fall.
Looked like
she was going to fall. She didn't fall. Looked like she was going to fall.
Right.
So probably had to be there for that one. But the elephants are great. I don't mind the elephants.
But we won't be getting Ken back on.
No, I don't encourage the cockfights. If you are overseas, don't do it. Danny Lakey Show.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The latest one from The Strokes on The Danny Lakey Show around the country on Triple M 13353. How did you get fired? Have you been fired in a bit of a ridiculous way? It comes off the back of 13 Queen's Guards fired for attending cocaine-fueled rave in lockdown. Oh. 13 soldiers who guard Windsor Castle and protect the Queen have been jailed for breaking lockdown rules. They were amongst a group of 16 guardsmen who attended a booze and cocaine-fueled rave at a riverside park. Not the time to be holding cocaine-fueled raves. Read the room, Queen's Guards. They partied with members of the public, which meant they had broken the bubble put in place as the Queen and Prince Philip were shielding inside. When Prince Philip is involved and you're in a COVID-safe bubble, you can't be breaching that. Three more gusts of wind and Prince Philip is done. You can't have 13 of his workers breaking bubble, breaking cocaine-fueled protocols.
Thinking?
It's not on. All have been stood down. All have been fired. All will go to military jail for between 2 to 4 weeks. A lot of guards taking a hit there. 13 of the guards. I mean, how many are on the roster is a question that I'd have.
Did you just say they're only going to jail for 2 to 4 weeks?
Well, it's military jail. I think it's a bit different.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. I mean, if they're all in the same room, heaven help them. Because if they can smuggle some cocaine into a riverside party bubble, then who knows what's going on in there. Nevertheless, how many guards are left? You fire 13 of your staff members in one foul swoop. There's going to have to be people picking up double shifts. I hope the weather's okay because we've all seen a YouTube video of a London guard at Buckingham Palace passing out from heat stroke from time to time in his big, fuzzy, ridiculous microphone hat.
And they can't move. Like, you can go up to them and do anything, and they just won't move.
They will be bored at the moment because I can't imagine too many people are visiting Buckingham Palace. They probably got shit all to do anyway.
No tourists.
Easy money, easy double shift, but boring. Remember, I used to be a lifeguard at SeaWorld after about 6 months of working at Wet n' Wild. Jack shit happened at SeaWorld when you're on the pools. Boring. I'd rather the danger of the Wet n' Wild, the thrill of the rescue and the wave pool. Nevertheless, I wonder how upset they are, the guards. Because sometimes people will they'll act out because they'll want to get fired. That happens. Sometimes you've got like quite an annoying job and you don't really want to quit. You'd rather just work until you're just given your marching orders. And that's fine. I don't know a lot of people at the moment, they've been made redundant in terrible circumstances. But pre that, there were people all the time that were getting fired for funny reasons and laughing to their mates about it.
But do you actually want to be fired?
Yeah, I did.
Surely that's not a thing.
No, I did. When I worked at Sumo Salad, first job I had out of grade 12, Maroochydore Plaza Sumo Salad, and they hoodwinked me because they said, oh yeah, full-time gig. I was like, great, yeah, serving salad all day, easy as piss. And then I didn't read the fine print and they'd signed me up to a retail apprenticeship. I was only getting $6.28 an hour. I'd work all day. By the time I bought my lunch at the plaza, I'd catch a bus to and from Sunshine Coast. I'd make like $38 a day.
Oh, you'd spent your whole paycheck in one day.
And it was a Karen who ran the place with a puds of a soft beta cuck husband. And they were all into like really customer service. Like, oh, make sure every customer you upsell. Oh, serve that salad with a smile. I was like, it's salad. They don't care.
Everyone needs a smile with their salad.
You don't need a smile with your salad. I was giving the average amount of customer service. They wanted to hit the targets. And I was so done after 5 days at Sumo Salad that I thought, nah, none of that. They pulled me in half time on the Friday, gave me my marching orders, didn't have to give me any notice because I was still on my probation. Happiest moment of my life. I can believe it. I got to go home early. Didn't even have to buy lunch that day at the plaza. Just went home to my friend Hamish's and his mum had some ham sandwiches.
Delicious.
Yeah, good little tidbit by me in the end. 13353. How'd you get fired? You have some crazy stories out there? Did you fall asleep on the job? Just screw up big time? Did you try to get fired from your shit old job and your Karen boss? Calls are next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. Pub Fact Bible coming up pretty soon. If Shuey Louie's words are anything to go by, we've also got my nemesis, Knackers. It's time to get inside that man's head very soon so I can win that $1,500 in the company-wide footy tipping comp once and for all. But right now... How'd you get fired on 133353? 13 Queen's Guards fired for attending cocaine-fueled rave in lockdown. They broke the bubble. Who'd have thought those marching soldiers outside of Buckingham Palace were so ravenous in their downtime? 13 of them all went to the rave, all stood down. Noel in Springfield. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's on a hot phone line, guys. He's a truck driver, it sounds like. How'd you get fired?
I used to be a sales rep for a honey company and blew up two engines in the trucks I was driving and got accused of putting honey in the engine instead of oil.
Oh, God. Is that a common thing? People would put honey in the engine to try and sabotage the engine?
I don't know. We didn't do it because both engines analyzed and we found oil was in the engine.
Yeah, great. I love it when someone calls through on a walkie-talkie, by the way. It's weird to be accused of something so bizarre. I remember I was staying with a host family and they kicked me out when I came back from school because they thought I put pubes in their pepper, which is one of the great random combinations that I didn't do either. Peter, hello.
Yeah, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How'd you get fired?
A few years ago, I used to be a driver at an escort agency and, I got called out sleeping with the girls, so yeah, they give me the arse.
Come on, it's rule number one. It's like the tiger testicle story earlier on in the night. Rule 101, do not fondle the tiger's balls at a tiger's zoo. Rule number one for you, don't sleep with the escorts that you're driving around.
Well, when there's offers of freebies, how can you say no?
Yeah, true. Why do you think? Is it because you're a stud or they like the protection or?
Well, I don't know. I was young strapping bloke at the time, so.
Yeah, of course. Talk us a bit more through that job as a side note. So you're the guy that drops off the escorts to the houses and you wait outside and then if anything fishy's going on, you come and bust down the door.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's how it goes, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I remember I ordered an escort to my house once and I was out on the balcony waiting for it and I didn't know that this was a thing, that Peter and guys have to drive around the escorts. I thought she was just going to rock up on her own accord like in an Uber or something. Yeah, I saw her go down the car, and then this big beefy man was just waiting there. Like, he just turned off the engine. I was like, oh, no. Like, and it was weighing on my mind the whole sex session that I was, like, probably being, like, not watched, but, like, there was a man very conscious of me that if I didn't hand her back within the hour, things were going to go tits up very quickly.
Oh, my God. Did you need to tell that personal story?
Yeah,
did it really add to what Peter was saying?
There would have been a man about to order an escort going, what's this driver thing? What's he talking about?
Lakey jumped in and saved the day.
If it's any consolation, he's still on the phone and, not bother what was going on in there.
Yeah, no, you're too busy playing Candy Crush and whatnot. It's just a job for you. Or sleeping with the escorts, by the sound of it. Naughty Peter. Steve, 133353, how'd you get fired?
Playing hide and seek, mate.
Classic. Boys will be boys. Where were you working?
At the old H.J. Hines factory in Dandong many, many, many years ago.
And I've never been to the Hines factory, but it strikes me as somewhere that's amazing to play hide and seek at.
Well, they put us out in this undercovered area and we had to stack the A10 cans, which hadn't been filled yet, on pallets. And it was me and my mate, and we lasted a day and a half because it was so easy. And then they caught us, you know, like up the top of the bloody undercover area, hiding from old mate, and he's wandering around looking for us. And what the hell are you guys doing? Oh, well, we finished what we needed to do. We're playing hide and seek. I said, get the hell out of here.
Oh, boys be boys. They love to hide. They love to hide. You know, there's only one thing they love more than hiding. You know what that is?
What?
Seeking. They love hide and seek. Ree, wrap this up at 133353. How'd you get fired?
It was actually my best friend. He was a manager of a company at the time, and it was around Christmas. He'd been putting in a bunch of overtime, and his bosses kept changing his clock in and clock out time, so they didn't have to pay him overtime. They did this for about 2 months, and one night he got really drunk, decided that he'd had enough. He let himself into the business at night and took a nice big steamy shit on top of the corporate boss's desk. And they checked the cameras the next day, and he was given his marching orders.
Steaming Grogan.
Fair call to be fired for that.
I don't know. I think he's got a case for the ombudsman. He might want to challenge it, because I've heard a few unfair dismissals in my day, and this smells like one of them. Danny Lakey Show, thanks for the calls.